shot, no big rag buff. No one ever stops to peek in the bed of my truck. I come home empty-handed cause I got no luck. Yeah, I'm pretty bad at hunting deer. I wear my rubber boots, I got a Ziploc suit, rattle bag and grub call. Pour out my tank 69, I use it all the time, but I still got no buck on my wall. Never had blood smeared on my face, but there's cut shirt tail pieces all over the place. My hunting buddies say I'm just a big disgrace.
Welcome back, everyone. This is your host, Ray Iannino, here with the Boger, Bogger, and Matty G. Yes, another beautiful Saturday morning. Comeback music was brought to you by Kevin Blake Weldon. That's at kevinblakeweldon.com, funnysongs.com. Great music about deer hunting.
And, of course, that song, Really Bad at Hunting Deer, goes out to the Vogler Vogler.
We've got a special guest on this Saturday morning. We're going to bring into the studio with us from the Conservation Federation of Missouri, Executive Director Brandon Butler. We've been trying to get Brandon on the show for a while. We got him this morning on the line, and we're going to toss it out to Brandon. Good morning.
Good morning, Ray. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Hey, thanks for joining us on the show this morning.
My pleasure. What an opportunity to talk to the legendary turkey hunter, Ray I, on the radio.
Flattery will get you everywhere, my friend. Hey, before we get into some real business here, a lot of stuff going on in the world today with the Conservation Federation of Missouri. We may have some listeners that, Brandon, aren't familiar with the Conservation Federation. Why don't you give them a little information about the organization?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. The Conservation Federation of Missouri actually predates the Department of Conservation. We were formed back in 1935 when wildlife was at an all-time low in our state. A number of citizens got together. They determined that the best course for the future was to put control of conservation in the hands of scientists and an apolitical commission. So they got an initiative petition on the ballot. It passed, and thus was born the Conservation Commission, which today people most recognize as the Department of Conservation. And for the last 80 years, we've been fighting to promote and protect conservation across the state. We were responsible for the 1/8% sales tax getting into place and keeping dams off rivers like the Merrimack. But today we're really trying to modernize the organization, bring in a younger generation of conservationists. You can check us out online. Our magazine is now digital. We're doing everything we need to do to bring the organization up to speed.
Awesome stuff, Brandon. You guys do some great work. And also part of the Share the Harvest, I talked already a little bit this morning about Share the Harvest and what a great program that is for hunters feeding hungry families.
It absolutely is. You know, we administer Share the Harvest, and we have a lot of great partners, including the food banks, shelter insurance, Walmart, and, of course, the Department of Conservation. But I had a very liberal college student called me yesterday wanting to ask me about Share the Harvest, and he wanted to know about lead fragment in deer after the bullet might explode. And I said, oh, I see. You want to try to put a negative spin on a program that puts over 1 million meals on the neediest families' plates across our state. And I think he realized he ran into the wrong wall when he wanted to debate me on Share the Harvest. It's an unbelievable program. And I just encourage people to take advantage of it. You know, if you have the means of taking an additional deer and donating it, over 277,000 pounds were donated last year, and it would please all of us conservationists across state to that number inch up over 300,000. People need the protein, they need the meat, and we have an opportunity to shed a positive light on hunters.
Yeah, so true. And what I mentioned earlier in my show is that this is something the media seems to be a little afraid to talk about. We don't get much coverage on the Share the Harvest program because hunters are doing a good thing.
We tripled our advertising budget on it this year. So I look, you know, I come from a sales and marketing background, and I looked back at what the organization had done to really get awareness out. And we'd relied a lot on word of mouth, still the greatest marketing you can do. But at the same time, we need to spread the message. We need to put a positive spin on this. I appreciate and applaud you, Ray, for bringing it up. It's such an important topic.
It really is. If you're just joining us, we're talking to Brandon Butler from the Conservation Federation of Missouri. He's the executive director, and he's pretty much a nice guy, all-around nice guy. And we're talking about some cool stuff that the Conservation Federation has done. And one of the things that you recently was involved in, Brandon, was this deal about the deer management, the deer meetings, the disease threats, and you went to the Capitol. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that? We've probably got some listeners on the show here that really haven't heard much about this.
Yeah, it was an intense fight brought by the captive cervid. And a captive cervid is a captive deer, elk, moose.
Right.
To get authority of their industry changed from the Department of Conservation to the Department of Agriculture. Now, Ray, I could talk about this for hours, but what it generally comes down to is the fact that because of the Conservation Commission and the constitutional authority they have to create rules and regulations, they oversee these captive property. Well, the Department of Agriculture doesn't have that benefit of not having legislative oversight. So these guys thought if they could get control under the Department of Agriculture, then all rules and regulations would have to go through the House and Senate, who their lobbyists and bank accounts do a really good job of influencing. So the legislature could stop any rules or regulations coming out of the Department of Ag, whereas they can't do that to the Department of Conservation. Now, the issue is chronic wasting disease, right? Chronic wasting disease is spreading across the country. We just saw an instance in Iowa where out of 356 deer, 284 of them tested positive for chronic wasting. Farm chose not to participate in the voluntary CWD program. And the only reason we found out that these deer had CWD was because one that they had shipped to a killing farm tested positive. Proves that they're putting these diseased deer in trailers and shipping them around the state. Mm. It would be like taking an Ebola patient for a ride in a trailer and letting him go wherever he wants to go and taking his disease with him. And the other side is saying, well, this is private property and these are my personal possessions. Well, your private property rights end when they start infringing upon the private property rights of everyone around you. And that's the stance we took. And I'm in the crosshairs of National American Cervid Alliances. These guys will do anything they can. I mean, they're just taking blatant lies and throwing them against the wall and hoping something sticks. And it all just comes back to money. They're willing to put the entire whitetail herd of not just Missouri, but this country at risk in order to sell fake hunts enclosures.
Yeah, enclosures and fake hunts where a guy buys a deer and shoots a tame deer, and this is threatening. Look at the economy hunters put in. Look at our deer season just in our home state of Missouri, the number of hunters, the tags sold, the groceries bought, the restaurants, the vehicles. I mean, it goes on and on and on, and that could be all in trouble if this thing gets out of hand.
Absolutely. So another position I serve, a volunteer position, is I'm the state co-chair for a program called Hunting Works for Missouri, which is put out by the National Shooting Sports Foundation to shed light on the economic impact hunters have on our state. And, you know, everybody thinks about wildlife management and the recreation aspects of hunting, but what you just touched on, the economy of rural communities. So I live just outside of Fayette. You know, it's during gun season, that little stretch of time, where it's hard to get a table in a restaurant, and you can't find a hotel room. I mean, that is the boom week for our little community. And then on the other side of things, you have these high fence facilities that some guy flies in on his Learjet. He goes into the facility, he eats there. You know, he's not, you know, spreading the wealth around these small towns like the public hunters do. And you know, I had one of them tell me to my face, like, some people just don't have time to hunt. Oh, okay, so you want to let them come in, unlock the gate, let them come in, shoot a deer, completely eliminate experience of hunting. You know, they're not hiking those mountains like we were two weeks ago and sweating and being out of breath and having the challenge of finding their game. So you want to say, well, they don't really have time to hunt, so we're just going to create this fake sense of hunting where they show up and kill a guaranteed animal that they might have picked out on the internet and whose name is Buddy. You know, it's just, I don't even know how to keep going on about it. So.
Oh, I know. I'm the same way. And unfortunately, some of our outdoor television in our industry goes that direction too. And a lot of the public doesn't realize that a lot of these, not a lot of them, but there are shows that are canned hunts like that, that they got a budget and a time and they say, okay, we don't have time to go hunt deer. Let's buy Johnny's deer over here and we'll put Buddy in the pen and running by you a couple times, and they shoot a show that way, and then they come on the TV like they're some kind of hunting hero.
You know, and both you and I are members of the outdoor media industry, and very proudly so. I do my syndicated newspaper column. You do your whole plethora of platforms. But we're our worst own enemy. I mean, you know, you look at our buddy Michael Waddell, and what an incredible sportsman he is. But what he did was set a bar, an unreachable bar, by 99.9% of the population. But people see these celebrities on TV, the Lee and Tiffany's, and they're like, that's the life I want, you know? So they're willing to do anything they can to, you know, have their 10 minutes and try to be the next Michael Waddell or to be the next Lee and Tiffany, which isn't going to happen. But, you know, if they can get, you know, a sponsor out of it, let them go kill a deer. And they have to kill. You know, I've been around so many of these people when I was on the sales and marketing side that it's not about the hunt. It comes about producing the kill.
Right.
And that's just counterintuitive to you and I and almost vast majority of sportsmen across this country.
Yeah, I get that a lot in the public when public speaking and doing shows and stuff. That years ago, the public used to come up and say, how can I become an outdoor writer? I'd like to write about it. I love the outdoors. Now it's, how can I be on TV? Can you help me get on TV? How can I be on TV? And you covered it well. I mean, they're not a Michael Waddell. There's a lot of, Michael did 20-something years of hard work to get where he was at, and it's his personality and his talents. It's not, you know, not everybody has that, and they just don't get it, and it's just a really sad thing. Anyway, we could go on forever with this, but I'm going to have to get out of here and let you go, Brandon. Give us that website and how people can get more information about the Conservation Federation of Missouri and how they can get involved.
Yeah, please visit our website. It's CONFEDMO.org, so it's CONFEDMO.org. Check us out on Facebook, /CONFEDMO. We need the support of the citizens. We got to rally the hunters and sportsmen together and stand up for our outdoor heritage in Missouri.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Good talking to you this morning. We're going to have to let you go, and I'll see you down the road real soon, okay?
I appreciate you, Ray.
All right, Brandon.
That was Mr. Brandon Butler with the Conservation Federation of Missouri. Great interview. What a great guy. Good information there. With that, we need to take a break. We'll see you all on the other side.